You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Hendricks College Head Women's Basketball Coach Emily Cummins. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on making the SCAC Tournament. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Russell.
Coach, you lead the Warriors into the SCAC Tournament with a 7-18 record, 5-11 in SCAC play, the number 4 seed out of the Western Division. Just talk about where this team is as you guys head towards the SCAC Tournament this weekend.
You know, I think we had big hopes at the beginning of the season, and we've obviously struggled, and there's a couple kinks that we've had to work out as far as roster and you know, what we wanted to do offensively and defensively, and I wasn't anticipating the struggles that we had, but at the same time, we're all pretty excited. I think we've made some adjustments here in the last week or two that I think is really going to help us out, and we've really bought in, and you know, we keep saying, you know, when are we going to peak? When are we going to peak? And I think finally, you know, the kinks that we've worked out all season long, and luckily we've been fortunate to make the tournament. You know, there's not much we have to lose going in, and the changes that we've made are good changes. And like I said, our kids have bought in, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, Coach, and you mentioned some of the struggles. One of the main bright spots this season has been the play of sophomore forward Jamie Tate. He's had an incredible season this year, set a new SCAC record in terms of rebounds in the season, 347 rebounds now and counting. Just talk about the season that Jamie Tate has had and her ability to rebound the basketball and how important that's been for this Warriors team.
She's unbelievable. I have never coached or been around an athlete that is so dedicated to, you know, succeeding as much as Jamie. And she has definitely been a spark for this team where we've kind of going straight across the board, and Jamie's been our leadership to kind of pick us up, and through her play and hard work and rebounding and those sort of things, it's kind of given us a little bit of spark and kept us on our toes a little bit. But at the same time, the strange thing with Jamie is she's not really going to break records. It's not in her thought process. She just comes into practice every day and goes into games, you know, every weekend with, I just want to do my best. I'm going to give my best effort. I'm going to go as hard as I can. I'm going to work hard for my team and my coach and myself. And, you know, whatever comes out of it is going to be a good thing for us. So just with that attitude, I think she's certainly set the tone, and her hard work and dedication is certainly starting to rub off on others.
Coach, you guys have struggled some throughout the season in terms of taking care of the basketball, negative 4.7 per game on the turnover margin. You talk about adjustments just a few moments ago. What adjustments are you guys going to need to make to try and take better care of the basketball heading into the tournament?
You know, we've watched film and we've talked a lot about patience and, you know, protecting the ball and taking care of it. And early on, everybody else in the conference and many of our non-conference opponents found out that pressing us was going to be a very good thing for them, and we made some changes to our press breaker. And in my opinion, I think that, you know, our new press breaker has certainly worked for us, and our turnovers actually aren't coming in the press anymore. We're feeding and speeding up and playing the game that our opponents are wanting us to out of that press, and it's simply we've focused on breaking the press, and then when we get it to the half court, if we don't have numbers, then we need to be patient and bring it back out and set it up, and those are kind of where our turnovers are coming. And that's kind of been a little bit of an easier fix for us, is recognizing, should we keep attacking or do we need to pull it back out? And that's been one of our focuses here in the past couple weeks.
Coach, as we look ahead to your matchup on Friday in the SCAC tournament, you draw the number one seed out of the Eastern Division in Center College. In your lone matchup against the Colonels this year, you guys fell 70-55 back on January 15th, despite Sam Devlin, Anna Roan, and Katie Ashley Pauley all in double figures. Just talk about what you can take away from that game and what you learn as you head into your matchup against the Colonels on Friday.
You know, our game earlier on in the season with Center, I thought we seemed pretty evenly matched up, and for, you know, the first half we were. It was tied at halftime, and we were executing our game plan and what we wanted to do perfectly, and at the beginning of the game we jumped out on them pretty big, and we kind of just went into halftime tied and then came back out, and I think our team attitude was, oh, we're content, we just need to play this hard the second half, and I don't think we realized that we needed to come out even harder. And I think that's where we fell a little bit short. Center is a phenomenal team, very well balanced with, you know, great players, and they're extremely well coached. So it's going to take all 40 minutes for our team. And I think just by looking back at that first time, you know we can play with them for a half. And it's going to be playing with them for that first half, evaluating at halftime, and then coming back in the second half and really tightening up those loose ends in the first half. And, you know, I think that we have a chance to be very evenly matched with them. So I think by knowing that we can actually be in there in the same gym with them and competing and knowing that we have, you know, great talent on our team too. It's just putting 40 minutes together for us.
Coach, center does provide a tough matchup, especially in terms of starting with senior guard Maggie Pruitt for the Colonels. Just talk about the difficulty of going up and facing a Maggie Pruitt, a senior guard like that, and how you try and slow her down as a team.
She's a tremendous player. Teams, I think, struggle in how to stop her. She's a scoring threat from anywhere, very, very dimensional, and that's kind of what we're going over as we're making our plan for the game is, okay, well, she can drive, she can pull up, she can come off screens and shoot threes, and she's such a good ball handler. I think the key for us is just going to be trying to contain her. I think she's very, very good in transition, and by slowing them and hopefully trying to take them out of that transition a little bit and playing them in the half court, you know, sitting down and playing a set defense versus scramble defense is probably going to make all the difference in the world for us. So that's probably going to be a little bit of our game plan as far as her. But like I said, she's a tremendous player, and she's going to earn her points.
You know, Coach, you mentioned a lot of positives come out of that first meeting against center. As I look up and down the stat sheet from the game, the Warriors out-rebounded the Colonels. You had more assists. You had more steals in that first matchup. But you just didn't shoot the ball that well, only shot 31%. How do you try and offensively get better looks and get into more of a rhythm offensively heading into the game on Friday?
It's just going to be confidence for us and actually executing, you know, our plays and what we're trying to look at. And you know, for most of the season, it's been if we were to call something, we'll look for our first option, and then we forget about options 2, 3, and 4. So, again, it's coming back to that patience thing and the whole execution and our timing, and we've been working on that. But, you know, in my opinion, it's simply not about coming down and scoring and shooting, and it's not about offense to me. I think, you know, where we have our more successful games is when we are committed to sitting down on the defensive end and, you know, playing hard and getting stops and then going the other way, I think, is what fuels our offense. And if we're not getting stops, you know, we become pretty stagnant on the offensive end. So, in my opinion, you know, we haven't done anything different with our offense. We've been, you know, strictly focusing on that defense to get that spark in order to head the other direction and play offense.
And finally, Coach, as we head into the SCAC tournament, you know, every team has their own goals, but time and time again, coaches say the first goal is to get to that SCAC tournament and to give their team the opportunity to make a run at the end of the year towards the SCAC championship and a shot at the NCAA tournament. You've made the SCAC tournament. Now, what's going to be key for your Warriors if they're going to make a run deep in the tournament as you guys did a season ago? What will be key for you guys heading into this weekend?
It's simply going to be committing ourselves to putting 40 minutes together. Basketball is a game of runs, and center's certainly going to make theirs, and we're going to make ours, but it's going to be, you know, who rebounds faster. So if center's making a run, are we going to tuck our tails, or are we going to sit down even lower and play, you know, better defense? You know, our goal, we haven't even talked about goals on our team. You know, we look at this season as, you know, Dallas beat Southwestern, or lost to Southwestern by 4 points, and that's how we got into the tournament. So right now, you know, our focus is on our team and what we need to do. We're not looking ahead or trying to set goals. It's simply an inner team thing that we need to figure out. We've got to commit ourselves, and you know, from our record, it's obvious that we haven't committed ourselves to 40 minutes, and you know, we're not trying to get past center or do these things. It's simply for me to put our team in the best position possible in order to put 40 minutes together. So that's kind of what we're focusing on is just ourselves. And, you know, if it happens and we go and we face the next opponent, you know, it's got to start with ourselves. So that's certainly where we're starting.
Hendricks College head women's basketball coach Emily Cummins. Again, Coach Cummins has her Warriors lady basketball team headed to the SCAC tournament with a 7-18 record, 5-11 in SCAC play, earning the number 4 seed out of the Western Division. And they will open up the SCAC tournament Friday, February 24th at 1 p.m. against the number 1 seed out of the Eastern Division in the Center College Colonels from Homewood High School in Birmingham, Alabama. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC tournament.
Thanks, Russell.